Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our fantastic bloggers. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm joined by the one, the only, Annie Jennings herself, of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's absolutely nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you.
Well, thank you, Stacey, and my name is Annie Jennings, and of course, the creator of JenningsWire.com. Today's guest is our Jennings Wire blogger, Mary Shurtleff. Mary is the author of the book 2013, Female Water Snake, Year of Transformation, which outlines predictions of what this year may have in store for you. Mary is an Eastern Four pillar astrologist, feng shui expert, and a hypnotherapist specializing in behavior. Welcome, Mary Shurtleff.
Thank you, Annie. How are you today?
Oh, wonderful. So happy to have you on as a guest. Your post on Jennings Wire was on fire, one of the most popular posts ever. So I encourage everyone to go to Jennings Wire and do the search on Mary Shurtleff and just check out her post on the female water snake. It was a hit, that's for sure.
You know, I think everybody loves the mystery of life and some of that magic. And and it's fun just to compare, to make the predictions. I make the predictions, you know, out of the different elements of the day and of the year. And it's fun just to go back and see what predictions really come true or how they do parallel with the life, with our life. And I think everybody likes that little mystery and magic, and that's why it is so popular.
Absolutely. And, you know, my first question right off the bat is, what exactly is the female water snake?
Well, every year in the Chinese astrology, there's 12 animals. And there are 10 elements. And each year, these elements rotate through a 60-year cycle. And this year, it just happens to rotate through a yin water, which is little water or gentle water snake, which is feminine energy. And the water snake this year, then, is synonymous with female energy, the kundalini in our spine. So it's almost like it's awakening. And also the female water snake is synonymous with our third eye, the pineal gland and our third eye awareness. So intuition this year is very, very high. Our kundalini in our back is like awakening all of our nerves. We might be feeling more pain this year. We might be feeling other people's pain. We might be feeling environmental pain. It's almost like, you know, everybody's out there with their nervous system just wires out. You know, it's like your hair standing on end and you're just this little lightning rod. And when you
a little
start
more
looking
sensitive.
At the yeah, when you start looking at the aspects of the year of, you know, what's going on with just the different killings and bombings and stuff, that's part of how people are handling the mental illness, because it really does just cause this increased sensory overload as we're awakening. We're literally awakening and becoming more intuitive, and we're feeling this vibrational change. And it's really an exciting time if you can learn to harness that energy and really understand what it, you know, what the codes and the symbols in your body are trying to tell you.
Now, you were talking about some of the killings that have happened recently. You know, are those some of the predictions that you've had for this year, according to the female water snake? And what are some of the other ones as well that we can expect throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah, actually, this year in, you know, the Chinese astrology and the Bagua of the Flying Stars, we have a number 5 of instability in the center of the whole universe. This is everywhere. This is like the center of the universe, the center of our home, the center of our country. And so this energy revolves around the number 5 of instability, which will bring, interestingly, with enough, like earth, instable earth, it'd be like earthquakes, sinkholes, rain, added rain, because it's a water year that will literally, you know, wash away property. This year we may see more, because it is water, we may see more, you know, like hurricanes, more flooding, more snow, you know, that type of thing,
yes.
Because the aspects are bigger, are larger.
So this is Annie. Let me interject. Get your flood insurance now. I'm telling
exactly.
you, it's not that I'm saying it, though. It's not that expensive, but you have to have it like, you know, 30 or something, 45 days in advance before anything's on the horizon. So you got to sign up for that now, and it's really only a couple hundred dollars, and let me tell you, it covers you for all these all these possible predictions that Mary has in store for us. I know I got it last year, and we got hit with Hurricane Sandy. I had flood insurance. Can you believe it? I actually had flood insurance, but
good for
you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you don't realize.
The other thing, too, is earthquake insurance. You know, look what we're seeing.
I have that, too.
With earthquakes, even those sinkholes that are just swallowing houses
up. I don't
know
if you can get sinkhole insurance. I got to look into that.
What would that
but you're
called,
right. It's better to know and be prepared, you know, rather than be caught off your game. So I just wanted to interject that. If this is a prediction, you should safeguard yourselves, people. You'll be happy you did.
Yeah. And what you always do is you start looking at, you know, my Chinese masters always told me, look at the trends and the patterns. What is the rhythm and the behavior? Mm-hmm. And when you start looking at these different times, like last year we had a young water dragon. And last year we had a lot of trouble with water and rain and earthquake again from the shaking of the earth. And when you start looking at these patterns of just the first 4 months of this year, actually it started in February, so it'd only be 3 months. You know, that pattern is there already. We've already seen the pattern, and the pattern will peak about July and August. And
really?
Then it'll start calming back down. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of unnerving. And we never know to what degree, depending upon, you know, how the different flying stars and the different aspects line up. And this month, for instance, in the flying stars feng shui, we have a wealth star in the center of the home. And so the wealth star is lining up with, you know, that number five of stability. So it's like good earth coming up against bad earth. And so this is a good... This should be a good month wealth-wise for everybody. And if everybody wants to listen to me right now, for the month of May, put a still water feature, like just a vase of water, with eight citrine stones in it, or eight coins of some kind, like the golden Sacagawea dollars or something, or Chinese coins or something. Put that in the water, and it helps to boost the wealth, because water is wealth, and then, of course, money is money, and the citrine stones are energetically gold, balls of gold, and they all produce an energy. We all produce an energy in our house. Everything is a signal and a code or a metaphor of something that is hidden inside our subconscious mind.
Well, that's great advice. I'm going to hang up and do that.
the
sooner we attract wealth, right?
That opens up a whole other conversation about our homes and what we're telling ourselves and projecting. But we'll have you back to go into that one, because I think that's fascinating as well. Look
Very
around you, and what do you see, and what does it mean?
Oh, exactly. Right. Even once a month, you could talk about what's happening.
Yeah.
There
you go. Well, you know, we create our homes from what's going on inside of our head. We don't just pick a blue car because we hate it. We pick a blue car because we love it. Or we buy a certain color sofa because we wanted that color sofa. And a lot of times then when you go back and start looking at happy memories around a certain color, I mean, it just gets so deep into the behavior process that it's so easy. People become so transparent just by the way their house looks, the car they drive, the clothes they wear, you know. And it's fun. It's really fun when you start jumping into that higher mind, I guess, of why we do what we do and why we act and the programming that we received to do it. So, but yeah,
well,
that's a
you know,
whole other show.
Right. When you were talking about the water and everything in your home, you know, what other little things can someone do today, like right now, to help their year, this year, the female water snake, run a little smoother for them?
Okay. And for the year... this year alone, we do want a salt water in the middle of our home, which is just equal parts of salt and water. Like I put it in just a vase, a flower vase, and just set it in a corner or underneath, in a closet or underneath a furniture or something. However, the one that I just gave you for wealth was for this month of May. But the wealth for this year is in the northeast corner. And you can do that again with a moving water fountain with citrine in the water fountain in the northeast. And then in the west this year, there is a harsh energy coming out of the west where we're doing a salt water, half salt, half water, and a cup of blue detergent like Dawn or Tide or something. And then you throw that in, and it helps to stabilize this energy. And people say, well, how do you know this works? You can tell, number one, if it's drying up, if it's discoloring, or it just starts doing weird stuff, crystallizing or whatever. A lot of times in an unstable home, when you put salt water, it will start literally, it pulls energy from the air, it pulls negativity, and the water sometimes will start turning like yucky brown or scummy colors, and I've seen it happen. And so what you do is you want to dump the water, and then you start over. And
wow.
We put, it's just amazing, and you just start over, or, you know, it'll start crystallizing and it bubbles up. And once it stabilizes and you put the water back, it just does nothing. It'll just do nothing. It just sits there and does nothing.
And
the water will start evaporating. But, you know, it's really
right.
interesting when you start really paying attention to how these things work.
Very interesting.
Salt is a natural antiseptic. And it draws. It just draws energy. Water, of course, does the same thing. It draws negative energy from the air. And then plants are the other thing in a home that project oxygen. So, you know, the plants pull carbon dioxide. So we put plants in the east to keep negative energy out of the family sector of a home. The east is the morning sun, the morning day. It's also the family sector, the tribal programming. So if you put plants in the east, it helps to literally breathe new life into family relationships, family issues, whatever it is there. So
right.
Family.
Wow. I mean, you just are chock full of information, Mary. This podcast is not long enough to give us for you to give us all of the information. So I just want to thank you. We'll have you back on again to talk about all of this stuff in a little bit more detail, some more things that we can do to help make this year run a little smoother in our homes. So I want to thank you for a wonderful interview. And to find out more about Mary Shurtleff and her latest book, 2013, Female Water Snake, Year of Transformation, as well as her other books, The Alchemy of Quantum Mind Feng Shui and Reconnecting Your Spirit, Seeing the Possibilities, visit Mary at maryshurtleff.com. That's Mary, SHURTLEFF.com.
Wonderful. And this is Annie again. That was outstanding, and I can't wait to do everything you've recommended and more. So I'm going to go to your website and find out everything I can, buy your books, find out everything I can, because this sounds absolutely fascinating for this year. And we do want to have you back so that we can continue to learn about how to help ourselves using feng shui and the knowledge that you bring to the table. I'd like to say finally that...
I would totally love to be back.
You'd love that? Okay.
We'll schedule it.
Yeah, so people can check JenningsWire.com for our schedule so you can see the next time you can enjoy Mary Shurtleff or also get more of her podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to find more posts by Mary Shurtleff and to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you. So that's JenningsWire.com. Thanks again, Mary. Wonderful time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Bye-bye.